What's your greatest treasure in life? We're going to discuss it on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned, because here we go. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to be with you here once again on Blog Talk Radio. Man, we got a good show today. Today we will look at the topic that we generally look at on Wednesday. Yes, I know it's Thursday, but if you heard last night's show, you recall that I flip-flopped Wednesday and Thursday. Last night we looked at the greatest stories ever told. Today we will look at My Daily Bread, which we typically do on Wednesday. We're going to talk about man's greatest treasure. What is man's greatest treasure? And I think as we head into the Lenten season, it's a good idea for us to ask ourselves that question. And you know, it might require a little bit of thought. It might not be as easy as you would initially think. What is your greatest treasure? What means the most to you in life? We will be discussing that on the program today. We'll also look at the daily mass readings today for Thursday, February the 4th, which is the Thursday of the fourth week in ordinary time. And incredible as it may seem, in less than a week, next Wednesday, February the 10th, we will begin our sixth annual Lenten radio retreat. We'll be taking a look at each day. We will look at the daily mass readings, and in addition, we'll be looking at Matthew Kelly's book, his brand new book, Rediscover Jesus. So if you haven't gotten yourself a copy of that, I invite you to go to Matthew's website, which is dynamiccatholic.com, and pick yourself up a copy of the book. It is free, at least it was as of the last time I checked. I should probably check that before I say it too many more times, but I believe he asks you to pay postage. Now, a lot of people receive the book at their parishes over the Christmas, during the Christmas season. I know I got one for my parish. It's a fantastic book. I read it in a couple of days, and I think it's going to be great for this program. We'll look at one of the chapters. He's got 40 very small chapters or subjects, whatever you want to call them. We'll look at one each day during the Lenten season, in addition to doing the daily mass reading. So we've got lots of good stuff coming up on the program, and I hope you'll be able to tune in. February the 10th, it all kicks off. Please let your friends know. The more people we get, the better it is, and it's totally free of charge. So, really a good deal. I'll tell you what, there is nothing, to the best of my knowledge, there is nothing like it on Catholic radio, a daily retreat that doesn't even require you to leave your house. I mean, how great is that? And it doesn't cost you anything, so it's a really sweet deal. I'm looking forward to it because, as you know, or maybe you don't know, but I've tried to make this point over the past few days, or over the past few weeks, actually. My main goal this year, in 2016, is to grow closer to Jesus Christ. And I'm trying to take as many people with me as possible. That's why I think this retreat will be so good during the Lenten season, and I really hope you'll be able to join me. We'll get close to Jesus. We will make this Lent our best one ever, because, you know, we just don't, honestly, we have no idea if this will be our last Lent. We want to make sure we get the most out of it. And I don't think that's a morbid thought. It's a realistic thought. We just never know what will happen tomorrow. But I do want to mention something that will happen tomorrow, barring any complications. I will, you may know that I do a monthly radio show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. The show is called Following the Truth. We pre-recorded the show about a week or so ago. I hope you'll be able to listen to it tomorrow. It airs on Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also listen to the podcast at holyspiritradio.org. And what I do on the program is a mixture of what we do here, some meditation, some scripture. But in addition, I play music. So we're going to play some music. The topic tomorrow is Jesus, your best friend. We'll talk about how to become close to Jesus, how to make him your best friend. And I'll mix in some music, including a song by Elvis Presley. Yeah, believe it or not, we're going to get the king of rock and roll in there as well. And I hope you'll be able to listen to the program. That'll be on Holy Spirit Radio from Philadelphia, PA, tomorrow, Friday, February the 5th at 11 a.m. Eastern. Or you can go to holyspiritradio.org and download the podcast. you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want. So that's what's coming up there. And let's see, if you're in some coming attractions, I might as well go over these while I have a minute. If you happen to live in the Philadelphia area, I will be speaking at St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Newtown, Pennsylvania, which is in the Philadelphia suburbs, on February the 15th at 7 p.m. I hope you'll be able to come out to that. There is no charge, so come on out. I'm hoping to have my new book by then. I'm not positive I'll have them with me in time for that talk, but I'm hoping to have Find a Real Friend in Jesus available for that talk. I will have all my other books. I'll have my DVDs, my CDs, the different products that I have for sale. That'll be at St. Andrew's in Newtown, February the 15th. Then on February the 27th, the 28th, and actually it's February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. So that's February 28th through March 1st. I will be in Bowie, Maryland, which is in the Washington, D.C. area, leading a parish mission. The title of the parish mission will be The title will be Getting Personal with Jesus. So that's 3 days. No charge there either. I hope you'll be able to come out to that. After that, Thursday, March the 3rd, kind of excited about this. My wife Eileen and I will be guest starring on At Home with Jim and Joy on EWTN TV. So that'll be airing at, and we're really excited about that. This is a live show. And we'll be talking about our life, my ministry, our homeschooling. I like to call this show that we'll be doing, With God All Things Are Possible. We'll talk about the many impossible things that we have seen in our lives, Eileen and I, and it's incredible. So we're excited to be able to head down to EWTN for that. And then on March the 9th, which is a Wednesday night, I will be at St. Bede's Parish, St. Bede's Catholic Church, once again in the Philadelphia area, but I'll give you more information on that as we grow closer. So that's just an idea of the places I'll be, and I've got more, but for right now, they're the ones I want to share. I think I have a few more dates on my website, followingthetruth.com. If you're ever in the area and I'm speaking, I would love to meet you. And if you would like me to come out to speak at your parish, you can please contact me. Or I invite you to please contact me at followingthetruth.com or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. And we will, we could talk about me appearing at your parish. All right. So that's exciting news. Now let's see. That's it for the news. I'm a little distracted today because I'm thinking about what we're going to talk about on the program. Beverage du jour, that's probably what you're wondering right now. Let's go to that right at this moment. Today's beverage du jour, it's a nice cup of Mystic Monk coffee. Christmas blend. I know the Christmas season is over, but I still have some in my possession and I'm using it up. If you're a coffee fan, please check out the great coffee from Mystic Monk Coffee. The best coffee you will ever drink. You can find out more by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. Okay, ready to pray? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the many blessings you've given to us. Thank you for the gift of another day. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together on Blog Talk Radio and talk about your Catholic Church. Father, we ask you to help us as we get ready to enter Lent. We ask you to give us the grace that we need to be able to make the most of our Lenten season. Father, we thank you for your constant mercy, the fact that you have forgiven us over and over again, and that you're always willing to take us back, no matter how many times we have sinned. We ask, Father, that you be with and help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with religious persecution or extreme weather conditions. We ask you to help them all, to allow them to feel your peace and to let them be able to grow close to you. I turn this program over to you, Father, and I ask you to speak through me on the radio program. Please use my voice and my words to proclaim your message. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to whatever it is you have to say to us this evening. Father, please accept our own personal needs and intentions, the things that sometimes distract us, that keep us away from you. We ask for your help with these things. And we ask for all these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Thanks again for praying with me. Thanks for tuning in. If you just happen to be visiting, and this is the first time here, if this is your first time here, let me welcome you. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We talk about Jesus and his Catholic Church. We are getting ready on February the 10th to enter into our sixth annual Lenten Radio Retreat. We do a radio retreat right here on the program. You don't even have to go anywhere. You just download the podcast. You're able to listen to it. The program airs every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can either download it from blogtalkradio.com or you could visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Go to the radio page and download it from there or listen to it on the Blog Talk Radio player. Or finally, you can get it from iTunes. Whatever works for you works for me. And it's just a pleasure to have you here with me. If there's anything that I can do for you, if you have any questions as we go forward, with anything that I discuss, any questions you might have about the Catholic faith, you can reach me by going to or by sending me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's do these Mass readings today. They're good ones, once again. And the first reading comes from the first book of Kings, chapter 2, verse 1. And we'll once again talk about King David, but this is a mention of David at the end of his life. So here's what we hear. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways and observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees, as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do. Wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone on your line, of your line, on the throne of David. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David with his sovereignty firmly established. As we look back on the life of King David, and we've talked about him in the past few days, we see a tremendously flawed individual, somebody who had sinned. He committed some pretty big sins. But the beautiful thing about David was he was willing to repent. Now, in this year of mercy, one of the biggest things that we can do, one of the biggest messages that the Lord would like us to have, especially in this year of mercy, is that he is merciful and that he will forgive us repeatedly for our sins. But that doesn't mean that we should just sin without trying to get better. The Lord will forgive us, but we don't want to take advantage of him. So what we should do is be willing to repent, or have a desire to repent, to go to confession, to go to the Lord in the sacrament of confession and ask for forgiveness, and then try to cooperate with the grace that he gives you. He's going to give you grace to avoid sin in the future. And if you fall, then you go back to confession, you tell the Lord you're sorry, and you start over. The worst thing for you to do is to stay down and to think that you're never going to get any better and just to give up. You don't want to do that. You want to continue to turn to the Lord and ask for his help, try to get better, and to cooperate with the grace that he gives you. But in this year of mercy, you want to recognize how merciful the Lord is. You want to recognize his infinite mercy. I know in my life he's forgiven me so many times, and I did so many things that if it were me, I would have not forgiven me. I mean, that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about God, how he differs from us, is because he's an infinite source of mercy. He's pure love. As opposed to us, we have a finite amount of times that we will forgive somebody. I mean, we shouldn't, but it generally happens that way. So we don't want to look at God and compare him to us. Good thing. It's a really good thing. So take advantage of this time of great mercy and make it a point to go to confession. You certainly want to go at the start of Lent. I mean, this is the perfect time to go to confession and to start fresh. And then if you mess up, you go back again. But David gives us an example like that. He, even though he sinned greatly, he would always turn to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Okay. The responsorial psalm is from 1 Chronicles, not from a psalm this time. Chapter 29, verse 10. Lord, you are exalted over all. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. Lord, you are exalted over all. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Lord, you are exalted over all. This is just a reminder to us that the Lord is all-powerful. And he is that. He is the Lord. He is God. And we don't want to lose sight of that fact. And the good thing is, for those of you who are like me, who tend to be a little anxious, the fact that God is all-powerful is a really comforting thought. Because if he wasn't all-powerful, then we really wouldn't be sure if he could help us with our problems. We wouldn't feel as secure. But we can feel secure because he does have all power. So when you look at the problems in your life, you know that he is bigger than those problems. That is something that comforts us. So keep that in mind. The Lord is exalted over all. The gospel today is from the Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Man, I'll tell you what, where do we start with this one? Jesus sent the apostles out, and he sent them two by two. He didn't send any of them by themselves. He gave them a little support, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits. So in other words, he gave them the authority to be able to accomplish his work. They were sharing in the Lord's mission. They were doing this great work for him. He also told them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. Now, why is that? That's a tough one for many of us to accept, because following the Lord requires a commitment. Following the Lord requires a commitment for us, on our behalf, to trust in his providence. That's challenging, isn't it? It's not the easiest thing for us to be able to trust in God's providence, because we place our trust in a lot of things besides the Lord. But the Lord wants us to trust in him and in his providence. If you can do that, if you can learn to do that, and I really believe it's a process. You have to do it gradually. Trust him in small things, and eventually you're going to learn to trust him in bigger things. So that being said, I have found that in my life, I am able to trust him more now than I did maybe a year ago. Start trusting him with small things and eventually get to know him better. Eventually what will happen is you'll be able to trust him when the bigger problems arise. And if you have to fall back on verses like, Lord, you are exalted over all, look at verses like that. Remember that God is all powerful. Praise him for his power. And what that does, it helps you to recognize just how all-powerful our Lord really is. And it's really amazing when you look at the fact that he sent these disciples, his apostles, out to do his work. These were not people that we would look at and say, these guys are well qualified. The good thing about it is, if we look at them and what a bunch of knuckleheads they were, and they really were, they failed so many times. And we look at King David, who was a great king, but he failed numerous times. The Lord can use you, and he can use me to do his work. And I think there's a lot of encouragement for us when we look at some of these very human characters that were used by God to do his work. So there is hope for us. How's that? And we're going to get started. We're going to get really busy during Lent. We're going to try to become better. All right? Any questions, give me a call. Send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right. Today we are looking at the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Payone. This is a book that we've used on the show for several years now. The book originally came out in 1954. This is one of Mother Angelica's favorite books, from what I understand. You can still get it. It is you can get it in the EWTN religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. You can get it through Tan Books, I believe, who now publish it. At one time, it was published by the Confraternity of Precious Blood in Brooklyn, New York. But now I believe Tan publishes it. It's a really good book, too good to go out of print. That's why I'm glad you could still get it. But the way it works is we do a small meditation that we focus on each week. The first message will be a message that is directed to you, or could be directed to you, from Christ. And then we look at a reflection followed by a prayer. Now today we're going to look at man's greatest treasure. Now I want you to imagine Jesus speaking these words to you. And remember, as we head into Lent, we often, I mean, it's a good idea to look at the things that keep us, or are keeping us away from the Lord. Things that might be more important to us than he is. Which is not good, because nothing should be more important than he is. Here's the reflection. My child, only in me will you find what is best and most precious for you. You know, you might not feel this, you might not believe it, but I want you to really believe that it is true. Accept that it's true, and then we can work on letting it take place, or letting it unfold in your life. You might not feel that only in the Lord will you find what is best and most precious for you, but I can guarantee you that is a true statement. In order to feel it, in order to really experience it in your life, you're going to have to trust. You're going to have to be willing to go out like those apostles did and put it all on the line for the Lord and really trust that he will be the source of your happiness. All right, God is far greater and better than all things created. I am the Most High. No one else is all-powerful. Now, that's a variation on something I just said. We look at that responsorial psalm we just read. No one else is all-powerful except the Lord. God alone is perfectly charming and full of consolation. In me, you will find perfect beauty and all-satisfying love. Most noble and most glorious above all things is the Maker of all. Beg often for the grace to find your joy in me above all things created, above health or beauty, above glory and honor, above power and dignity, above all knowledge and cleverness, above all praise and admiration, above all arts and enjoyments, above all material comforts and wealth, above all hopes and promises, above all human consolation and appreciation. Treasure me more than the gifts and rewards which I bestow on men. In me you will find more than in everything else. I like the way that this this last segment began. Beg often for the grace to find your joy in me. One of the mistakes that we make is we try to force ourselves to seek all of our joy in the Lord. I'm just going to fight through it. I'm going to just make it happen. I'm going to not love material things anymore, and I'm just going to focus on the Lord. Well, when we try to force ourselves like that, it's often very ineffective. Beg for the grace. Ask for the grace. Say, Lord, please help me love you more than material possessions. Help me love you more than earthly things. So you, in other words, you ask him for that grace to be able to do it. You don't try to force yourself to do it. I think that's why we fall a lot of times, because we try to do everything by ourselves and we forget to ask the Lord for help. Okay, whatever I give, whatever is not God, is too little and insufficient for you. I made you for myself, the perfect good. Your heart will not find true rest until it rests in me, the perfect giver and the perfect gift. Now, again, that's the message, and it's a true statement, but sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we just get so distracted. We have these, as St. Ignatius of Loyola calls them, these inordinate attachments to things. And because of that, it's hard for us to appreciate Jesus Christ as the most important person in our lives. We get distracted. And it's not easy for us. So what we need to do is continue to work on our relationship with him and to ask for help. It's incredibly important to ask for the Lord's help when we do this. Okay. Now, something to think about, a little reflection. No matter what I like or love, unless it is God himself, it can never give me the perfect happiness which my soul desires. So many who reached earthly success finally took their own life. Why? Because they came to realize that nothing on earth could give them the happiness which they wanted. They should have turned at last to God, but they had forgotten him in their foolish quest for earthly joy. Perfect happiness. The perfect happiness which your soul desires can only be found in God. And what I would recommend, and again, I've seen this in my life, is give it a try. Start turning to the Lord each day. Become close friends with him. And seek him out every day. Make time for prayer. Try to get to Mass if you can. Try to go to adoration. Read sacred scripture. If you start doing, ask the Blessed Mother for help. If you start doing these things, you will eventually find yourself desiring to be with him more. Now listen, I'm telling you, I started out not really wanting to pray. I was too busy to pray. I had other things to do. I didn't want to read the Bible. I wanted to watch TV. But the more you do it, the more you do it, you will find a big change in your life. So why don't you try it and see what happens? I think you're going to be very pleased. Finally, let's close with this prayer. Dear Lord, I cannot live for a joy that is doomed to fade away. Though I hope for a reasonable joy on earth, I shall never turn my back on you by sin. Earth's good things only reflect your beauty, your goodness, and your power. I will never abandon the glorious reality for the sake of its reflection. When I am tempted to sin for some earthly attractions, give me the grace to remember your goodness, greatness, and love. Wow, really good stuff, isn't it? That's an important lesson for us to remember, and a good lesson. I know I've been saying this a lot, but it really is true. A good lesson for us as we prepare in less than a week to head into Lent. Let's work on making this our best Lent ever. It's not going to just happen. We will have to do something to make it happen. And I think showing up here, look, I know I'm a little biased because I like this show. I really believe in the work that I do here. But we're going to read scripture. We're going to read Matthew Kelly's book every night. We've got good stuff here. It's not going to be me talking and sipping coffee. That wouldn't make for too good of a show. But we really got good stuff coming up, and I know it will help you. So I certainly hope you'll be able to tune in and participate in this daily Lenten retreat, which kicks off February the 10th, right here on the program. Now, God willing, I plan to be back with you tomorrow for our weekending doubleheader. Tomorrow is Friday, so we'll look ahead to the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass. And we'll also talk a little bit about having a personal relationship with Jesus. At least that's the plan for the moment. You never know where the Holy Spirit's going to take me. I hope you had a great time tonight. Thanks for listening, and God willing, I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.